Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Home, but it's about to go down. You're not my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car. I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Edition of Fan City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as he's out. Today we're gonna have a little fun. Check this out. Look the stuff. Where you at?
I'm right here, baby. How you doing?
I'm chilling. We got Miss Sexy online. Miss Sexy, what's happening?
Hey there.
Okay, check this out now. Shout out. You know, of course, I gotta get shout out to the group SMS. Oh. They did some wild people that on that page there, boy. That page gets really loose. I got a little feedback. Anybody got their TV up a little bit loud?
Not I.
Okay. Sexy, got TV up a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to situate. I
hear
my head.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I got you good. Hey, Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
All right. The gang's all here. Now, check this out, y'all. I mean, what I did, and I guess me being the man that I am, I'm going to have to go through this by myself. I ain't got no other fellas backing me up. But I went on the internet today, and I posted something, and I said, and I quote, men are more sexual beings than women. Now, I caught a lot of flack for this, but I'm going to stand on my own 10 toes, and I'm going to stand by what the fuck I said. So now, I understand that, you know, certain people had a little problem with what I said, you know, about men being more sexual beings than women. But, I mean, if anybody got any claim to lay on this that I'm wrong, please tell me.
What do I mean by that? Like, break that down for me.
I mean, we're just more sexual. We're more sexual. Women are not as sexual as men. I mean,
sexual meaning we don't want it as much. We don't want it as often. Sexual means we don't want to do it in different places, in different. I mean, because that's vague. I mean, come on, break it down.
Okay, well, hell, whatever you said, I pick all of the above.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I think that in terms of that, okay. I'll give you that men, I'm not going to say men are more sexual than women. I'm going to say that it's not that. It's that men, Well, shit, let's just call a spade a spade. Most men want to fuck every girl in the world, and that's the only difference. Women won't have to have sex with every man or every woman in order to feel fulfilled. But most men, and I'm not saying all, most men, you know, won't be happy until they can conquer every single solitary piece of pussy that they can. So if that's what you mean, then yes. But in terms of other ways about sexuality, no. That's not
true. Well, come on. She's saying that men, huh?
I'm just gonna say for the record,
whips pussy.
Men use sex as an empowerment. We don't have to do that to fulfill
really
our time.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. We use it as an empowerment. Please, y'all hang out.
We the one got the power. Don't get it twisted. But you guys, how am I trying to say this?
Yes, how are you trying to say this?
You look at sexuality like Lucasaur said. You got to fuck everything you see. Every pussy that you see, that's an ego booster. That's an ego thing like, oh, okay, I got that. That's what I mean, and that's what I'm thinking, that's what she's saying.
That is exactly.
Yeah, exactly. As opposed to women, we have the power. We actually have the power.
The power.
Women are content.
Can I just say one thing? This ain't She-Ra. Y'all don't have the power. This ain't Tyson Grace.
I didn't say that. Okay.
What I mean by that, Cass.
Okay.
You know, pussy is the most powerful thing that a heterosexual man wants. Now, yeah, I mean money, but we're not talking about monetary funds.
Okay.
We're talking about a physical connection.
Okay, physical connection. Okay.
So you tell me that it's not?
Okay, I'm not saying that we don't want it. I'm actually saying we do want it. Because that's our nature. And you know what? I even give y'all that. What y'all saying is true. I will even give y'all that because that's our nature. We are. That's why I'm telling y'all we're more sexual. Hold on,
but no, y'all not.
Wait a
minute.
Hold on. That's
right.
Thank you. You're not more sexual because you think about sex all the time. Women are more sexual. Yes,
men do
think about sex. They think about having sex with every bad woman they see, but don't mean they do it. When they
it's
got
a state
somebody
of being.
At home, even if they got somebody at home, if you put more time into giving your girl a little simple notes, you know, little love notes, calling her throughout the day. Y'all don't do that. Men don't do that.
I wish I had a sound bite. I ain't got time for all that.
Wait,
because my whole thing is most women are content having sex with one, maybe two men, okay? I'm just going to say that, just to throw that out there. But a woman is more content having sex with one man all the time, every which way, every which place, all this, that, and the other. Men are not necessarily content until y'all can conquer every piece of pussy that you can get.
You know what? Now, all right, I will go as far as saying once we finally, and I'm going to take this back to our adolescent years. Our adolescent years, once we finally get some pussy, yes, we do have this. It's like that hit of crack. It's like that first hit of crack. Once you hit it, that's a high that you just keep chasing. But now, once we get older, we do, you know what, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say it's just women and men because we both do it. But I mean, we have a tendency to learn how to control certain aspects of it. That's just like when we're in class. Like we in our adolescent years, once we get that first piece of pussy, our dick get hard. Damn, teacher be talking about a math problem. Dick just get hard. You be like, what the fuck? You talking about Chinese arithmetic. Why is my shit hard as a rock? I mean, you could look at Ms. Appletree. She the fattest lady in the damn classroom. But she bent over and them big ass titties get in your face, your dick just automatically get hard. You be like, I don't even like this old lady. What the fuck? Why is my dick getting hard for her? But once we get to a point where we can control that, then we see another side of us. But I still say that we're more sexual because, I mean, like women, okay, let's put it like this. Like, we're gonna take Janine out the equation. Take Janine out the equation. Now, let's just say let's go to the threesome thing. Okay. Okay, let's go to the threesome thing. Now, when I say that we're more sexual, like, okay, now, you've been sitting here for the past, what, year now, flip-flopping, going back and forth about do I want to do it? I don't know if I want to do it. I really want to do it. I don't know. Something holding you back, right? Whatever the case is, we didn't either hear that a good reverend just ain't laid his hands on you, right? I don't know. Now, you've been flip-flopping about this for the past year. Now, within the past year, you could have been and got that out the way and did this because, I mean, your sexual curiosity ain't to that level yet. Now, man, what? Yes, his sexual curiosity, he would have been and did that by now. If he'd had the opportunity, he would have been and did it.
There's the opportunity. Okay, first of all, with me, I want to be into the woman as well. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I know how women are. I'm not going to put my mouth any old motherfucking place. So, yes, I'm very particular. Now, has the opportunity presented itself? The opportunity hasn't presented itself to where, okay, it's all good.
You know what? And here's another thing.
The particular thing.
Oh, we're more particular about the motherfuckers we fuck with. No, you're not. Because if y'all are more particular, y'all all be nuns. Because most men you know, how many men you know that's virgins? How many men you fuck that's virgins? Other than your teenage years, these motherfuckers, you don't know who they done been with. Just because a motherfucker got a nice taper cut or whatever, you don't know what he been with or what he been doing. So that, I'm more particular. Nah. I mean, you just have your certain aspect of motherfuckers that you want to fuck with.
Come on now. I mean, if you're talking about a woman fucking with a man, okay, look. If you coming at me talking about, hey, when we gonna fuck, no, you're not somebody I want to fuck with. Now, if you come at me, you know what I'm saying, with some sort of sincerity or some sort of, you know what I'm saying, something, obviously it's about, you know, sex. You're a man, I'm a woman. Eventually it's going to come to that. But if you coming to me, like, right off the bat talking about fucking, no, you're not somebody I want to fuck with. And, I mean, anybody should have that perspective, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like men, why do men, if a bitch come to you and she like, shit, you know what I'm saying, let's go get it. Why do men want something that's that easy? You know what I'm saying? Women don't want something that's that fucking easy.
Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
All right, am I wrong?
Caller? Yeah, new caller. Ain't said nothing.
Ladies, am I right or am I wrong? You know what I'm saying? If a nigga come to you just straight off the bat, like you just laid eyes on this motherfucker, and the first thing come out of his mouth is, shit, you want to go to the room with me? That's not somebody you finna fuck with. Am I right or wrong?
Mm-mm. Yes, that's a turn off.
Now, hold on. And I got a rebuttal for that. That's not what you're going to do. But didn't y'all say y'all know within the first five to ten minutes, if y'all gonna fuck this motherfucker or not?
Whether or not you want to is one thing. Whether or not you're going to is something different.
Thank
okay,
you.
So all y'all doing is proving my point. I mean, y'all hold y'allself back. Y'all hold y'allself back to a certain regard, and I don't think we do. We don't hold ourselves back to that regard. I don't make us the more doggish. It's just we're more sexual than y'all.
No, it just means
sexual.
No, because like I said, you could get one woman. Like I'm saying, okay, look, a man could get one woman who will do any motherfucking thing and every motherfucking thing that he wants her to fucking do in terms of sex. But he still will fuck the next bitch if she's going to give him some pussy.
All you got to do is like, baby, let me suck that dick. I bet you pull it out.
Exactly.
Hold on now. Everybody can't get this. Everybody can't get that. Everybody don't get that privilege.
No, everybody don't. But what I'm saying is
everybody shouldn't.
If a woman has decided, okay, this man right here, my body is his playground. He can have me any which way, wherever, whenever. All that motherfucker got to do is whisper. You know what I'm saying? All that motherfucker got to do is open his eyes, and he can have it. A woman will decide that one man can have all of her, anytime, any place. Whereas a man, he knows that he's got a woman that will fulfill any motherfucking desire that he wants. That's still not going to stop him from fucking the next chick.
You know what? See, hold on. See, now you comparing apples and oranges. This ain't got nothing to do with
apples. That doesn't have anything
this,
to,
hold
do
on.
With
this ain't got
more
nothing to do with hold on. This ain't got nothing to do with cheating. See, you trying to paint a black face on a man, which I ain't finna let you do that tonight. No, it's not about the cheating aspect of it. It's all about the sexual part of it. You trying to paint this old dark picture of me. See, there you go with that old he ain't shit. And it ain't about him not being shit. It's just about him having more
okay.
of a
okay.
insatiable
okay.
appetite.
I never said that.
Exactly.
You know what, Cass? A woman has to be sexual compatible
okay, but
with a man.
My thing is this. You're not saying it when your words was, oh, a woman can, a man can have a woman to do anything she wants, and he's still going to go out and do that. Now, see,
okay.
you trying
okay.
to put a black face on a man, and when a man
what?
Ain't trying to do all that.
No, okay. He ain't even got to be cheating. He'd rather play his video game. Let's say that. He'd rather play his video
uh-oh.
Game.
Uh-oh,
thank you.
Hold on, video game.
Wide
wait
open
a minute. I think we got father
and
time on here, so.
Set. Okay.
Time.
It could be any opportunities, Cass.
Any
opportunities.
And y'all turn it down. It's a sports game on. It's a thing. If y'all man preoccupied with anything else and we want to have sex, it's a done deal.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller.
What's up, dog?
I keep saying your name, man. You wouldn't ask me.
They kept talking, so I didn't want to interrupt them, man.
Yeah, okay, and I still got something to say. I mean, shit, okay, let's not talk about cheating. Let's just say you got a woman who is willing to do threesomes with you. Okay, Janine, you all in it. You know what I'm saying? Except for the fact that, you know what I'm saying, she views cheating differently. Okay, so, but even if you got a woman who's willing to be sexually involved with you with another woman, that's still not going to stop some men. I'm not saying all.
No, you back on the cheating thing. You back on the cheating thing. We ain't talking about cheating.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
we talking about who got a more insatiable appetite.
Okay, but I'm saying, you got a chick that's going to fulfill all of your needs. How are you more sexual than her if she is willing to have any and everything you can
do? How you going to fulfill all my needs if you're not doing everything I want you to do? I mean, evidently you ain't doing something. I mean, you sitting there talking about some, you ain't fucked me in the first 10 minutes.
Well, you have to find a woman that you're sexually compatible with, Cass. It's a woman that you're sexually compatible with that would fulfill all your needs. And if she finds that man that's on her level of sexuality, guess what? She's way more indulged in having sex with you than anybody else. I mean, than a man and a woman. I mean, than a man. A woman is. If she is really into her man and y'all on this sexual, y'all got this compatibility going on, oh, that shit is awesome. But you have to find that person. Everybody ain't on that same sexual compatibility level.
All right, I hear you talking. Dog, let me ask you, who has a sexual appetite, men or women?
Men do.
That's just ridiculous. Because, like, right now, you know what I'm saying? I am the fucking horniest person walking. You know what I'm saying? But
you keep trying to compare things to cheating. We're not talking about cheating. We're just trying to have a decent conversation about which world. See, of course, if you paint us in a dark picture, yes, we do look like, oh, this, that, and other. We're not saying that. All we're saying is, and I hear what you're saying, Sexy, you say, okay, if we're compatible, we can go at it like that. But my thing is this, if we're not compatible, if we're not compatible, we still going to fuck. Us as men, we still going to, I mean, this bitch getting on my nerves. God damn, I'm so tired of this motherfucker. All she do is sit here and talk shit. Yeah, I'm going to fuck her, though. I'm going to fuck her right now. See, well, y'all be like, oh, we, me and you upset with each other. We not talking to each other. No, don't touch me.
But
that don't mean we're not more sexual.
That's not true. Because I've met a lot of men that do that. And that's what I'm saying.
A lot of men do that.
I had a motherfucker tell me he had an attitude with me. It wouldn't give me
Exactly. They don't want to give up none.
Y'all must have really fucked up.
Whatever. I know, whatever.
I'm fucking want to punch you in the face, dude, if he didn't want to get his dick up. I mean, come on now. Timer, really? Not time. Let me ask. This motherfucker, now she done pissed you off. And see, that's why I said, let's take cheating out of that, because we all know the exception with cheating. Yeah, that's the rule. Let's take cheating out of this. Cheating ain't even in the equation tonight.
Nope,
let's just
we ain't talking about cheating.
Exactly. So now, Tama, you upset. You and your girl done had a little argument, you know, about the bills, whatever it is, kids or whatever. But now she done came in that motherfucker and she done rubbed on your dick. You going to actually push her hand away and say, get away from me. Don't touch me.
To be honest with you, 100% with you, it depends on what she did.
Exactly.
Okay. What could she possibly do with the except? Like I said, let's take the cheating out the equation.
That'd be about it.
What could she possibly do to just tell you that that make you say, no, I'm not fucking you?
I mean,
I gotta know, dog.
I mean, it could be something with my kid. It could be something with, you know what I'm saying, something with my mom's. It could be a number of things, man. Sometimes a man can't get that upset.
I mean,
I've been up that upset before.
Because
men can't get that upset. It's just up to a woman to know how to bring him down.
My thing is this. I don't think I'm going to be in a relationship where nobody's going to call my mother a bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you call my mother a bitch, then now we don't even need to be in a relationship. So I don't think that I've never been in a situation like that where, okay, you done said something about my mother. Or like you just said, dog, my kids. If me and you was in a situation and you said something about my kids, then I know that ain't the relationship for me to be in.
Boundaries. Some boundaries you just don't cross.
Right, exactly.
So,
but now,
in an everyday argument.
I'm going to see it in your face, though, but I'm going to fuck you, though. I'm going to fuck you hard. I'm going to fuck you bad. I'm going to do you bad. Oh, you want to talk about my kid? Yeah, we going anal today. Your motherfucking ass is just.
That don't necessarily
why anal?
Because it's pain. Because it's fucking power.
So
it's
a
punishment.
Yes, it is.
So what if you got a chick where okay you thinking that anal is getting ready to be punishment for her and shit she don't flinch? Do that mean fuck it? Hey, you don't even want to do
that? Yeah, might like it.
I mean, big dicks don't scare her because she been a hoe too long.
Damn.
If you could sit there, I don't give a damn. Now even the baddest motherfucker, now I don't give a fuck. Ain't a motherfucker I know. I ain't even seen the motherfucker in the flick. If you can stick a motherfucking dick in the bitch's ass and she don't flinch and she don't move, nah. Tell me, what you gonna do? This motherfucker don't. You in yet? You MIN yet? Simple. Simple. What you gonna do?
Put my clothes back on.
You got them right.
I'm not doing you shit, boy. So
right.
I'm just wasting my time.
You got them right. Right. Exactly. My point exactly. Shit. So, I mean, and yes, I will, and I'm pretty sure Tommy can attest to this. I mean, if we do the same thing, it's strictly, it's a power thing to me. It is. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a power thing. You know, I might be feeling myself like, you know what, or you probably done fucked up, so I got to punish you.
Or she might just tell you to fuck in my ass.
Okay, but at the same time that I'm doing it, I'm going to make sure you feel it.
Now, is there ever a chance where she might ask for it and you won't give it to her? She like, baby, I'm saying I want you to put it in my ass, and you're not going to do it?
I'd never turn that down, ever.
Wow. Well, you wouldn't do it if she was fucked up out of her mind, like high and drunk and nothing, would you?
I'd never turn it down, ever.
He's going to wake up like, oh, where have I been? Hey, well, check this out. We got people on the line listening. If you want to voice your opinion, all you got to do is press 1. I'll bring you in. But my thing is this, dog. Like I'm saying, I just think that we're more sexual than women. I mean, y'all yet to prove to me that y'all are.
I have a scenario.
Go ahead, baby.
If there are some things that turn men off from having sex. I mean, it just is. For a prime example, what if your mama come in town?
Ooh.
And you just had breakfast or something with your mama talking. All you hear is your mother's voice in your head. Can you go right after that and have sex?
Okay, you got me on that one. Okay. That's the one exception to the rule. That is like the killer. What? I mean, you'd be like, I'm for the tear this pussy. Wait a minute, baby. Hold on. Let me see who this is calling. Yeah, what's happening? Oh, hey, Ma. And everything is just over. You'd be like, God damn, why did I answer this phone? And it's just.
I don't think women have that. We don't have that.
I'd be on the phone with my daddy. Daddy, I can't talk right now.
I'm busy.
Right.
I ain't answering a damn phone. Oh, that's
exactly.
My daddy. Nope. I ain't answering it. Shit. Fuck that.
Nothing's going to bother us. I have answered the phone while I was fucking. Look, I'm busy. I'll call you back.
What's your phone?
I could have just got through having a father-daughter dance, and I'm still not fucked. Okay.
And then
I tell you what, if I was your daddy, you ain't answer my call, I'm calling your ass right back. You answer the phone.
What are you
over there doing? Why you ain't answering the phone?
Then you got some women that's like, okay, baby, I understand I fucked up, and I understand that you mad at me, but shit, can we fuck still? I mean, shit, you can, let's have angry ass sex. I mean, shit, we go back to being mad at each other after we, you know what I'm saying, get this shit cracking. We should be mad at each other in a minute.
And that's why we say women are more sexual than men, because there are a lot more instances where y'all won't have sex than a woman will.
Okay, now, I give you the mama thing. The mama thing, I give you that. I've been a victim of it many a time. Goddamn. Yes, mama. Yes, mama. Uh-huh. And you know the question that kills you, dog? What you doing? You butt neck dig harder than the motherfuckers.
Nothing.
You got the pussy in your mouth. You just came up thighs on your one thigh on this leg, the other thigh. What you doing? Nothing. And then you looking at her like, you see me on the phone, my mama. Get your ass up. Y'all have no remorse. y'all had no remorse. Y'all looking like, well, so.
Right. What the fuck?
Exactly. I'm looking like, you get the fuck off the phone.
No, I'm going to keep on sucking into it. Well, you can keep talking to me if you want to, but my mouth is saying, quick. You got me fucked up.
I can't. I don't give a damn who you talking to. No, I'm going to make you get up on that one. It could be anybody else. Mama, you got to get up. Move, move, move. Because it's not going to even get hard. It's just going, you're going to be like, God, what the hell?
That's okay. I'm going to keep on sucking until we get back. I mean, come on now.
Shit. No, not with mama on the phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's your bad.
I'm sorry. I mean, it probably is. I get that. The name, that's the one you got me on. I thought I had all bases covered tonight, but you got me on that one. You got me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, shit, I still say we out dominate y'all.
Think about it more.
Y'all think about it more, but y'all don't do it more than we do. Y'all do not do it more. Y'all think about doing it with whoever, but y'all do not do it more than women.
Let me ask you something. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Shit, I better do as much as my wife do it. Do it more than me. It's a problem.
She be right there, but you do it more.
That's a problem. We got a problem.
Yeah, we got the problem right there, dog.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, bro.
That's all.
Now,
we better have the same number of days.
Hold on, wait a minute. This ain't working out right.
How many times you do it this month?
Seven times this month.
Number don't match my number.
I only had sex 23 times. I'm finna kill you, bitch. I'm finna kill you. But no. Now, okay, let's just say like corporate America. Janine, you work in corporate America, right?
Yeah.
Do you got an office, cubicle? What is your surrounding?
In a cubicle.
Okay, now let me ask you. If your man came up there, would you chance it in that cubicle?
No, because I know doors. I wouldn't. Not up there, I wouldn't.
See, now, me, I'm going for it. Here, just sit right here. Sit right here.
Well, that's not your job. That's mine.
No, if I was working there, know what I'm saying? If I was working there, I would chance it.
You'd be right on the unemployment line with her.
Right.
I know. Yes, I would. Maybe
but
I
now,
would. I would chance it,
now,
though.
Now, if I knew that they didn't have cameras, I mean, I guess because I know what I know. It's cameras everywhere, things like that. If I knew they didn't have cameras, but, like, when I had an office, yeah, I was fucking in my office, sucking titties and everything. Because I knew it wasn't no cameras in there, and I knew, you know, I had a door that can lock.
I'm going to tell you, like, if I knew the camera, I'd go right down there with the camera. You see that, Willie? You see that? Yeah, that was for you, baby. That was for you. Hey, I'm going for it. I'm sorry. I'm going to go for it. Just because it's in my nature to do it, I'm going to go for it. Come on, baby. Come on up here.
Man, I'm calling HR like a motherfucker. Man, I hear some noise. I hear some moaning just in my cube. There ain't no computer shit. There's something going on over there. Check it out.
That dirty motherfucker right there, boy.
Goddamn right. How the hell I supposed to get some work done? I'm hearing a motherfucker moan.
Put the headphones on.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, you better
if you ain't
sharing,
I'm snitching.
And peek over the wall. What's wrong with you? Shit.
Right, shit.
You bumping against the damn thing, it's about to fall over on
you.
Look, I'm talking about. I'm going to push record on my phone. I'm getting everything.
Right. I'm going to look around like, what the fuck going on? Like a gopher.
The whole cubicle, the whole row got towed up.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just like in the club. When we're in the club. Why do you think more women wound up in a men's bathroom? What? Come on, girl. Come on. What's going on in this bathroom? We done pulled you up in there.
Oh.
Shit, I done seen some video where motherfuckers doing it in front of everybody. In the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know what? Some motherfuckers be ready to do it in the middle of the street while you playing.
Damn right. Hey. Hold on. Let me just stop this traffic right quick. I'm fucking here. Come on,
Roger. Seriously, on a residential street or some shit like that where, you know what I mean, it ain't really high traffic. You know what? Just why not?
Hey, let me ask a question right quick, dog. It's for the ladies. Now, how many of y'all actually done it in the club? Or a McDonald's bathroom or the movie theater, anything?
Wendy's. I mean, not Wendy's, White Castle.
Okay, now let's say you did that with a dude you just met him.
What in the crazy seconds going on in that White Castle?
I crave a 69, motherfucker.
Right.
But would you expect that man to call you back the next day?
No, I ain't never did it.
If you gave it up
nobody,
on the first day, do you expect him to call you the next day? That is my question.
You know,
I'll call his ass the next day if that dick wasn't good.
I think I'm going to call back because, I mean, hell, if you gave it to me right then, what the fuck you think you ain't going to give it to me again? Hello?
But I'm not going to do it like that, though. That's just not me.
Can you do what you did to me yesterday? Thank you. That's what I'm going to call.
Nah, not no stranger, but somebody I know, somebody I fuck with. Shit. Let's get it.
Nobody's had a one-night stand.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I just don't want to see your ass again. Shit.
Right. But that's...
I did it, and I don't want to see you no more.
You know what? Okay. And I could take that. Just at least let me know the dick was good. Was it good? I mean, did you like it? Yeah, I liked it, but
I
don't want to
see
seen
your ass no more.
Send me a survey. Okay. I'll fill it out.
Exactly. At least give me a survey. If you give me that, I'm good. Wait a minute. Did I swerve too soon? What did I do wrong?
That motherfucker gonna give her a comment card from the place they was at talking about, just pretend this comment card is about me. Yeah.
I mean, at least let it know.
Right.
Men do it all the time. So why would women do it, y'all feel like, oh, we didn't like y'all?
Cause, I mean,
or the dick wasn't good or something like that.
We let y'all know y'all have some good pussy. We just can't be around you.
No, sometimes, you know, men have had one night stands too where they never call back.
You know, that's true. You're right. I ain't going to lie.
That's
the point of the one night stand. I don't want to see you again.
My thing is this. Now, don't take my number down. If I say, hey, so what's up, just tell me, nah, I ain't going to call you. And, you know, we did.
That's because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right. Yeah. See, that's my thing. Just don't. I'm a man. I could take that. Just don't take my number. Don't do none of that.
I might give you another chance to see if it was just an off night.
Right. Okay. Well, not okay. Now, what if we had a great night? What if that night was a great night? I mean, I hit all the marks. I hit everything. I mean,
I'm sucking that ass.
Okay. Well, see, now I know. I give you my number, but not Janine.
I ain't no stopper.
Janine, she, you can hit all the notes, and she'd be like, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, God damn. Give him more props. That ain't my problem. That goddamn motherfucker. You a bad motherfucker, but I ain't fucking with you no more. Well, that's all.
I don't have to tell you that. I did not have to tell you that. Just like I don't need to hear it. So I don't need to hear it when I fuck somebody. And then, hell, if you don't call me, I don't call you. We even.
Right.
Even? Shit, you better call me. Call me, goddamn.
What you want me to call you to tell you? Okay,
hey,
I'm not gonna call you.
I'll be looking for that phone call.
Look, what you want me?
She ain't called me yet.
You want me to call you to tell you I'm not gonna call you no more?
You want me to call you
and tell you? Okay, I'm not gonna call you no more.
Yeah, that's cool. I can accept that.
I can accept that.
Don't leave me just hanging alone.
I don't see why not.
She said she was going to call at 12:30. It's 12:45. She ain't called yet.
Well, you know, maybe I thought about calling and, you know, then or something else came up. Mm. I don't know. You know, my mind gets preoccupied. I get to doing other stuff. Next thing you know, I'm in another state.
And if I go up to the motherfucking, if I'm going past, go get me a motherfucking a six-piece wing, and I see you in the nail shop, and you ain't called me until that, hey, I'm knocking on the window. Hey, excuse me. Yeah, remember me, the dude you fucked the other night? What?
Just take one night stand out the equation.
Hold on, here it is again. Hold on, let me give you my number again. You must have lost the first time.
Hell, nowadays, they want you to put the number in the phone. Then they want to call you to make sure it's the right number. Oh, my God. Damn, that's too much.
I've seen that happen. I actually seen that.
You know what? And
I have, too. I saw that shit at
the wow. I said, man, is that a sign of desperate? This motherfucker desperate? I mean, that motherfucker's like, hey, whoa, let me, where your phone at?
What they do is... They give you the number, then they say, "Well, I'm gonna call you right quick, so you can lock my number in your phone."
Come on, yeah.
That's what motherfuckers. I heard a motherfucker say that shit at the bus stop.
They do that, yeah. That's what they do.
Well, you know what?
I heard
I don't know my new number. Call you. You know what I'm saying? give me yours. I heard a dude say that, but I was like, I hope she do not give him her number. Talking about, I don't know my number. Give me yours, and then I'll call you. Really?
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, it happens, man. It happens.
Right, I didn't see that.
I forget my number sometimes. You don't call yourself.
It's like nowadays, like you got to be like, no, you can't have my number. You want to give me, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't. You know, trying to make up all these lies. I just like, nah, you can't have my number. You know, give me yours.
You know what?
I'd rather hear that.
Instead of giving me the wrong number, just say, nope, you can't have my number. Don't give me the wrong number. Just be like, no, I don't want you to have my number.
You can't even get them the wrong number no more because they call it right then and there.
Right now. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller calling in. Fucking hell, get to it. Carla, what's happening?
How you doing?
All right. Who is this?
This is
KK?
Yes.
Well, how you doing, KK?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm all right. All right. You hit one. We got this topic going on. We're trying to see who the most sexual, male or female. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm a woman, so going to say that the woman is more sexual.
You got a claim to back that up?
Well, I do. I mean, myself, you know, I'm not afraid of me, and I'm not afraid of being judged, so to speak. You know,
okay.
I've learned. Yeah, I noticed that when with men, they say that they're more sexual, but, you know, they're a little more timid than most.
What?
You know, men are very timid. Very, very
timid.
Very timid.
No, now, baby, hold on. Now, I don't know about that. I got to tell you, timid?
Timid. I would consider men very timid. Very timid.
I mean,
because
are you saying like in our feelings or just we scared to do things?
Timid, yeah. I mean, in your sexuality, when you're venturing out. Because, you know, if you do too much, if a woman is a little more aggressive, you know, you don't, you know, you guys think that that's just too manly, you know. You know, we get into the role, you can't handle it. And then if we back off and we get a little too gentle, you know, it, you know, she holding back. It's always a stipulation. So you can,
you're just very hard to please. As long as you ain't trying to stick no finger in my booty, we can go forever, whatever you're trying to do. But that's why I'm drawing the line at.
There shouldn't be, when it comes to that, sexuality, there should not be a line that's drawn.
If you are the
more sexual being, there should not be a line that's drawn when you're with your mate.
Okay, so, all right, well, okay, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You say there shouldn't be a line drawn. Now, mm-hmm. so... if you feel like, okay, I mean, that wouldn't give you an England. You didn't, well, baby, we're going to try something new. Bend over.
Mm-hmm.
And he say, okay. And you take to this dildo or whatever, just ram it up there, and he cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be a red flag to you?
Wait a minute. Who getting the dildo? Him or her?
He.
Yeah. I mean... That's where that you draw the line when you're saying that men are more sexual than women. That's why I say we are more sexual than men because, you know, we have a different scope when we're looking at our sexuality than men do. You guys have our line in the sand from the gate. You just can't help it. You're timid.
So now I'm just asking this. So what you're saying is that if you stuck that damn thing up him and he, you know, he was cool with that, you would just be like, oh, that's just a part of sex? We good?
As I stated before, men are very timid. So you're going to draw that line in the sand because you automatically associate that part of your sexuality with homosexuality.
Okay, so what if he don't draw that line?
I mean,
what if he don't draw that line? I mean, are you going to say homosexuality?
Let's use, for instance, how most men are attracted to two women kissing and sucking all over each other. That's sex. That's just some men just, oh, that just turns them on, you know.
Yes,
what if you ask you know what I mean? Yeah, that's sexy to you. But to me, that's not sexy.
That's
not sexy. Why wouldn't it be sexy for two men to be sucking and kissing all over each other?
That's nasty.
I mean, if you got homosexual tendencies, then I think that would be. I mean, if
that's
you
not
feel
sexy.
That sexy.
I'm sorry. Y'all take my name out
like
the equation. Take my name out. That shit ain't sexy.
Hold on. Now, I'm gonna put this out here because this is one of the things that I've always said. I hear women just always say, well, you know what? What about if you want me to do this to a woman, you gonna do this to a man? And I mean, okay, I hear women say it, and I think for the most part, a lot of women are being cynical about it. Because my thing is, can you really look at your mate, your soulmate, your everything, and a motherfucker giving him the business, or he giving a motherfucker the business? Can you actually get up the next day and like, that's my boo, look at him,
nope.
Take that dick. He taking dick better than me.
We better not get in no argument. That's true.
Exactly. That's
my point.
Exactly.
What I'm trying to understand is, how do you say that you're more sexual if you're going to draw a line in the sand when it comes to what you are going to do, and then when it comes to the woman,
she's not as sexual if she draws that same line in the sand. I mean, it's like there's a double standard.
I'm not sure if that means a motherfucker going to be fucking with my ass. I'm just not
sure. No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you like this.
I mean, each person has their own preference on what gets them off. But what I'm saying is that you cannot say that you are more of a sexual, a man is more sexual if he's automatically placing a stigma on what that sexuality or what it's supposed to be, if he's going to accept it from the woman, if she can't accept it from him. No.
Okay, I understand. I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. I can't agree with it, but I hear what you're saying. But it's
that's
just
not
like
what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I agree with it either, because I don't want no brother that just sucked and licked all over a man and
what?
Then come trying to lay up with me.
Let's go by, honestly, I'm just trying to go by the rules of life. I mean, well, you know what? I'm going to say I'm going to go by the rules of my life.
Of your life, there you go.
And my life, and in my life, I was taught that's not going to happen. That's not what you're supposed to do. There's no way that a man is supposed to be sucking, kissing, and fucking on you. It's just not supposed to happen. I feel the same way about a woman. Okay, well, I mean, to each his own, and if you feel that way, I'm not gonna say that you just you know, you a dud or something just because you won't let a girl eat your pussy. I'm not saying that. But what I'm just saying is that I believe that as far as like me and you go, I just think that we just men just have more of that sexual edge than women. Now, I mean, but for somebody to be like, I mean, I don't think you put a label on. I mean, how can you put a label on something that's just like, okay?
You just
I heard sexy say, kick me out of that. I mean, we going by the rules of life. It's supposed to be man, woman. I mean, granted, I'm
right.
Sorry, I get,
but
I,
there shouldn't be two.
Right.
I don't think that you should be. There should be. A greater emphasis if there's two women to the man, if they're in, to the two women to the man, or two men to the, you know, because it wouldn't bother me to have two men,
in my
private party, but they would actually, I would be the focus of attention.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, here's what, like, okay. Now, with that being said, that's what needs to be said. Because a lot of times that's not what's said. I mean, hell, I'll be honest with you. Shit, time we didn't. She talking about doing something. Hey, shit, time like that motherfucker on that one. Well, no, let me take that back. He was before his marriage. I mean, before then. Time stripped the clothes off like that cartoon character.
I believe you.
That would be in the room. Wait a minute, Tommy. We ain't got our clothes off yet. He in that butt booty ass naked. Talking about what's he at? Let's go. But, I mean, and I have no problem with that. I mean, shit, he hit him from the front. I hit him from the back. I ain't got no problem with that. But now if any other time she ever said, okay, let me see you touch him. No, we finna dump this bitch. We finna dump this bitch right now. This bitch finna be like, I was in a fight of my life. These two motherfuckers butt naked beating my ass. Cause that's not
but, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have a problem telling her to touch her.
Hey, if it works for her, go ahead.
See what I mean? See, that's what I mean.
You know what? I understand exactly what you're saying. That is a double standard. But that's just the way it is.
Right.
No, that's not the way it is. That's just how the format has been set up. And,
well, who
want
to change the format?
I'm not going to try to change the format. But what I'm saying is that's how I know that we are more sexual than you guys are, because you guys are drawing lines. You can't help it. You're a man.
But now hold on now. In our defense, most women, most women will draw that line too. Okay, now hold on.
But no,
okay.
I take that back.
Hold
if you bring
you
the freak out,
you just said you wouldn't touch another woman, so you just drew the line yourself.
Right, but I'm just saying, but it's looked upon differently.
Okay, but
you,
now
you're,
hold on.
You're drawing. You automatically have drawn the line. Period. For the,
but I don't think that's just us drawing the line. Okay, sexy, where you at?
I'm right here.
Do you draw that line too?
It takes somebody to bring certain sexual things out of a person.
No, I mean, do you draw the line with the men? That men shit.
What, the two men?
Two men touching each other. They finna, y'all all three together, but they
what
like
did I
fucking
just say? I don't even want to see that shit.
Exactly.
That's not cute.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask Janine, do you draw that line? And you done had many of threesomes. Do you draw that line?
I mean, I've never been in that situation. I guess I really don't know.
She going to give us the information when she
there. I might sit there and be like, what's going on here?
Okay, even still, not even if you did do that, can that motherfucker ride home with you and get back in your bed?
Oh, now he ain't going to be my man no more, no.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying. Lakers, so what about you?
No, I'm good. I don't want to see that.
And see, that's what I'm saying. You saying, okay, KK, I understand what you're saying, but it's not just us as men draw the line. A lot of women draw that line, too. So,
right,
I mean,
so what I'm saying is that you cannot say that you are more sexual than we are. You just can't say it. I just can't see myself letting you walk around with that title. There's just no way you're going to walk away and say that to me.
So,
that's all I'm just trying to say.
In other words,
I'm not just talking about just the sexual part of us being more the intimate portion of, there's other parts of us that are more sexual than a man. Our conversation.
Okay.
And,
you know, just some of
the way that we do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way that we do things. Like a woman will, you know.
Lick them lips.
A woman will massage her man. A woman will, you know what I mean, touch and do things that a man, well, not all men, will necessarily do. Where,
And I got to beg to differ with that, because there's a lot of women that won't do that. I've heard a woman say, I don't want you to do none of that shit. I just want you to come in, stick your dick in me, and leave. Okay, now, if I'm a man that got I want to do the foreplay type shit, I mean, because nowadays, let's call a spade a spade. There's too many women trying to act more like men now.
Yes.
Okay. And you're absolutely right about that. But like you said, we're just talking about, you know, the way she is.
More sexual.
There's always a reason why a woman acts like that, you know. Always a reason. Because she might be wasting her time with the foreplay. He might not know what he's doing. You know, nobody wants anybody down there poking him and fumbling and carrying on. She might just say, hey, fuck it, I ain't finna go there with you. Just go on sticking in and get it over with.
That's just like if I'm saying, well, every bitch can't suck dick. You know what I'm saying? That's a bold statement because I done ran across one or two that couldn't do it. Fuck y'all. Ain't none of y'all suck no dick. Me, I'm an equal opportunist. So, hey, I'm going to let you try.
Okay, so a woman will dance for her man. A woman will, you know what I'm saying, she'll put on that lingerie and she'll give him a little lap dance. And a woman will, you know,
a pole dance.
Well,
let me see a man
that
on the goddamn pole dance.
Really?
Put
a song on
me
for
and
me,
my
baby.
Wife. Me and my wife, we step butt naked sometimes. So we do that shit, too.
Oh,
y'all get on the pole? You get on the pole? I don't want to see that either.
I didn't say nothing about no pole. I said step.
Oh.
Where the hell you get a pole from?
I said pole. I said
I'm saying men dance for their women too.
Like, yeah, I agree, but I'm
just women do that.
Right.
But we just saying women are more in tune with our sexuality when it comes to certain things. Our touch. It's not just about the physical thing. It's our touch. It's the way we say things. It's the way we do something. We can have this, you know, this whole, we can call, send you a text, and that shit will do something to you.
You know what?
You can send me a text and you might get cussed out.
Now,
y'all need to quit fucking with these cavemen that y'all fucking around with, because I don't know where y'all coming at with this shit.
Because,
a lot of men don't. Some men don't know how to do that. Some men don't know how to do it.
And then as soon as your woman asks you for that, then you jump down her throat like she asking you to change yourself or be somebody different.
Well,
it's not about that. It's just that when you're talking about sexuality, that's right.
I hear what you're saying, but in the same breath, you can't sit there. I mean, and I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying a lot of people be thinking like, okay, that's just like we said earlier. You sitting there, you start this argument, you start this fight, and then you say, well, you know, or we start an argument or we start a fight. I mean, in either case, a lot of times y'all sit there and, I mean, probably not this panel, but it's a lot of women. And I know y'all know the women. It's like, this motherfucker got into attitude, didn't have to never try to touch me. I told him, get the fuck away from me. I mean, I know y'all know the women that say that shit. And now,
you're absolutely right, Kev, but what we're talking about is who is the more sexual. We're not talking about those portion of people who don't apply. We're talking about other people who do apply.
All right, well,
can I ask a question?
Can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Go ahead, brother.
I think I'm a little confused. Can somebody give me the definition of sexual pertaining to this particular topic? What do you mean by when you say who's more sexual?
Well, Cass said it's an open floor. It's everything.
Yeah,
didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. I said it's everything.
Because Liquor Store asked for a precise definition, and you said
right,
it was all over. So that's why we said we're more sexual, because it's a whole, if the subject is too broad, just stipulate it on the physical connection.
Exactly.
So we're more
I agree
sexual.
No, I agree with that part. I agree with you because without that part, that's just like my man here. My man used to write some shit when we were younger. I mean, he was doing shit like that. I mean, I didn't even see no women writing shit like this. My man would be sitting down, write you some shit, and you'd be like, God damn. I mean, that had to be a sexual stimulant. I mean, this man sit down and write you a 4-page letter, all type of good shit in it. That had to be a sexual stimulant.
Okay, look at it right now.
And the bitch can't even write the right. She did the
DA.
The
DA.
Was nice. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, look at it like this. Okay, so you got, all right, say, for instance, your woman. Okay, men. Okay, nowadays, in this whole texting era that we in, your woman will send you a bra and panties pic, or your woman will send you a pussy pic, or a back shot
a nipple
pic, or a nipple pic. Your woman will send you a pic, a video of her finger fucking herself. You, as men, are not necessarily the type of people who are going to take time to do that. You're not going to sit there and take 45 pics until you find just the right one, just the sexy one. You know what I'm saying?
And then here I go.
I'm saying, when she does that, it stimulates you. It stimulates you. It takes you into a sexual
trend.
Point of state of mind. Exactly. It takes you there to where you,
right.
You know, you're there. You're there with her, or you picture yourself when you get there.
Let me see if I understand this. So if you send me a video of you finger fucking yourself, you expect me to send you a video of me jacking off back?
I mean, you just say it. It's not about what I expect for you to do. The topic and the question is, who is the more sexual person? And like your lady, I can't say it right here. Y'all are just not going to take the time to do that. And because you feel
like
that,
you're not going to sit there and beat your meat.
Because even I might find that sexy. Men send dick pics
all day. How you think about it?
But you know what? You send me a picture of you jacking off. I'm not talking to you no more. That shit is nasty. That's a turnoff.
I don't think it's nasty.
I don't agree with you.
I don't want no man sending me no picture and he got, that's a turn off.
What if we together? What if we in a room together and I just start jacking off? That ain't going to turn you on?
That's different. How is it different?
I disagree. That would turn me on if a brother would do that for me.
Yes, and I'm saying as soon as
he better not send me no picture jacking off.
As soon as
as long as there ain't no picture, you good with it. It's got to be in person for you.
Right. He could send me his dick picture all day long, but the minute he started jacking off, I'm be like, who the fuck you thinking about? What the fuck was you? You know what? I'm just saying. Listen, somebody has sent me a picture like that, and it didn't bother me.
Okay. I know that was, especially if the person that sent it to you, it might be just thinking about you. I mean,
oh,
long distance,
I've seen
it.
That's what my kids are going to say. Thinking about you.
Hold on, y'all. We're talking about the category of people who think. Hold on. I got to go back to this. This man sent you a picture of him jacking off. And I mean, that takes a lot of work. Am I right? I mean, you got to get yourself there in the whole
bag. It don't take that long. It don't take that much work.
Well, you know why? I'm going to go by what he said because he got the equipment. So, Father Time, it takes a minute. You got to get the mood set, right? You got to set yourself up for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay,
but
so
you got to get the petroleum jelly, all that good shit.
Yeah, right.
Okay, see what you're saying?
Liquor store, can I finish? I just got to
You know he got a joke behind this. Let the man say his joke.
Right, exactly. That's why nobody want to hear it.
I just want to ask Sexy, how in the hell if do you get if he done did all this preparation for you and he didn't, now he laying on the back, he laying on the bed, he's like, oh boy, that was one hell of a workout, and the first text you sent him is, who the fuck you thinking about, man? Do you know, I'd be like, you know what, fuck you, I'm not sending you another motherfucker, I would cuss your ass out.
No, that wouldn't happen. That would not happen. That would definitely not happen. You know, that would not happen.
I'm just saying. She's like, who the fuck is he thinking about? Wait, I'm thinking to you. What am I thinking about?
I wouldn't even respond to that, who you thinking about. I wouldn't even text you back.
Man, I'm going to see you like
be on your mind all day. Who the fuck was he thinking about? Who the fuck was he thinking about?
I'll be at work. But you know what?
I did say somebody has sent me a text like that, and come to think of it, it didn't bother me.
But did it turn you on?
I mean, he could have just saved it for me, but at the same time, you know.
That wasn't a question. Yes or no?
He just being selfish.
I wouldn't appreciate it. You don't appreciate the time and effort that man went through to get himself right just for you. You don't even appreciate
just selfish.
It sounds like we got a double standard too.
I would say what?
Yeah. Sound like we got a double thing. I like a person to be free with their sexuality. And if you're not free with it, I mean, we got an issue. Not that, you know, free giving it to everybody, but free with me. So if we decide to do phone sex, or if you decide that you want to send me something, if it's just directed to me, I would think that was, you know, hey, kudos. My hat goes off to you, boo-boo. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Because exactly.
I had phone sex with somebody that used to call the show.
Did you
not? Really? Yeah, I did, man.
Come on, you know, it's Kansas City. You can say their name now. They ain't on.
You think about it. If you think about it, you figure it out.
I already know who it is, but I'm just saying. Yeah, hell, say the name.
Now people have virtual sex. So, I mean, you know, they have the virtual sex now. You can do the shit on the computer.
Exactly.
We didn't see that before,
said,
too.
Oh, we did that when we've had that done, too.
You see? I mean, there's different ways of demonstrating it. I just don't like the double standard. I think everybody should be, you know, open with their whatever.
Oh, like I said, we had that on the show, too, and he said Janine right in his eyes, in her eyes the whole time.
I thought that was better.
I know, but it was her dude. He was staring right at the camera.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't looking at it. That motherfucker looked directly in that camera. I mean, she moaning and screaming and hollering, and he looking straight at the camera. You see that?
Wow.
See that? Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Look at it. That motherfucker went from broke, boy. That had to be the funniest porno I ever seen in my life.
Which one are you talking about?
Which one?
How many?
Oh.
Oh, we done had a couple on here.
Damn.
Mm.
He did just stare at the camera.
Man.
Look at me.
Right, and my whole thing is, I'm looking like, okay, it's me, you, it was Jadine at the time. I don't think it was no other female on that, so his focus was strictly on Jadine. Like, you see me? You see me? That motherfucker had that snarl on his face like, you see me? You see me?
What?
Yeah, I just down like this.
Just nasty. Just nasty.
He like, this for you, baby.
Just nasty.
And they were free and open with theirs.
Janine didn't respond. She didn't say nothing. She didn't say, oh, that's nice or nothing. She just like, okay. Hey.
Smoked a cigarette and went to sleep.
Yeah, wow.
Right, like I say, I mean, we pretty much we got like another 15 minutes or so by the show going on, and nobody still proved to me that y'all more sexually.
Just don't want to hear it, Cass. You don't want to hear it.
Say it again. Say it
you're listening, yeah. But you're not. You know, you don't want to hear our point of view.
I think you're in straight denial. You're in denial. You just don't want to bow down. It's all right. I mean,
okay,
if you want to walk away
and think
that you're the male is the more sexual being, so be it.
Alpha, baby, alpha.
Not all men are alpha.
We know the truth.
What is the king of the crop thing that a man will do that a woman won't do that makes you more sexual than a woman?
Thank you.
Said all of the above, everything that you name.
Okay, a man can't.
I feel like Family Feud. Good answer. No, you're supposed to be saying that shit when I say something like that. Good answer.
You still didn't name nothing. We named our kisses, the way we rub, the way we touch.
Okay, I mean, I could walk past you and give you a gentle touch. Or just give you that shit, feeling good,
especially you rub that dick around across that ass.
Right, you know what I'm saying? A simple rub, a look in your eyes. You know what I'm saying? A simple, like you said, a kiss. Anything. I mean, shit, y'all don't think y'all the only motherfuckers that do that.
I think they do.
Right. They, y'all think y'all the only motherfuckers that seduce?
No. No.
Well, maybe y'all just didn't ran across the brothers that actually do that. You know what I mean? I mean, what woman don't want a man to sneak up behind her and grab her by her waist and kiss on her neck? That's sexy as hell.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, but that's a very small thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And the small things work. What about, let's just say you get ready to go to work. Y'all go to work, and the motherfucker say, you know, you getting out the car. Baby, can I have my kiss? Something that simple. That makes your day, don't it?
You think about it all day.
But who's
I don't see it. I don't know. Those are just very simple things. I'm more of a aggressive individual.
Simple things is what make it work.
No, I think you know, turning them over, flipping them over, and just sucking their dick and wake them up like that. Just damn.
She said before you get dressed for work.
Before you get dressed, you know, let them just, you know, and then sit the cup of coffee right next to them after they come.
That don't make you sexy, though. That just make you freaky.
No, that's not freaky. That's sexy.
Well, I can't say that. Now, I could be. I know what to be in my head. The best part of waking up. Think about it, dog. You smell that Folgers in the morning. Somebody finna get thick. Hey, you like that little band that everybody post on Instagram and Facebook? Guess who about to get their dicks up?
Me.
Yeah, but I don't think that's sexual.
It is sexual. Indeed.
I don't think it's.
I can see how that could
sexual
be.
Sexual
I mean.
Is the way we've been using the word tonight.
I don't know. I guess maybe it's
sexual
just my
is
definition.
More than just waking up getting your dick sucked.
Okay.
You know, anybody can do that.
Okay. That should sound
sexy.
Good though.
Everybody don't. I mean, people don't just grab people's dicks and just start sucking them. You don't just suck anybody's dick.
If
it's
your man, you do.
No, but I'm just
right?
saying you just don't suck anybody's dick. So you can't just be sexual like that with anybody. I don't
know. If you're sucking my dick every day, it's not gonna be sexual to me after a while. Because it's every day.
Oh,
I'm used to it.
Hold on, hold on.
You mean something
hold,
that
hold,
I ain't used to.
You speak
hold
for
on,
yourself.
Dog. I got to disagree with you on that one.
That's fine.
You can go 20 years in the game. You can do that every day. I'm still going to be like that. Yes.
Talk to
yes.
him, brother. Talk to him.
Nah.
Help him out.
I got to disagree with you on that one, man.
Still not. It's that doesn't work for sexual the way we've been using it.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You've been
from my
using.
Definition, from what I got from the whole what? Conversation, I mean, it's the little small shit.
And yeah, those work
about
too,
shit
dog.
The whole
nope.
day. That's that
and
sexy
I think it's
shit.
The whole, no, I think it's the whole spectrum because it could be something
it's,
as
yeah.
simple as a kiss or it
exactly.
could be something as something as sexual as getting your dick sucked. I mean, it could go either way. I mean, it's just the little things that, you know, motherfuckers do. I mean, that's just like when the motherfucker come in and you say, all right, we figure ready to go to work. You know, you get ready to go to work. You know what, before I go to work, drop them jaws. Let me hit this. Give me this pussy. Yeah, you going to be at work talking about, hey, Flo, how you doing today, baby? Yeah.
Popping your ground.
Flo,
popping your ground.
Right. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to prove this long today. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because that day just, hey, you know, it hit you all right.
That's true. Yeah.
Or maybe some lunch break, you know, stop at home on your lunch break. Hey, honey, I'm coming home on my lunch break. You're
back at that job.
There you go. Yeah. Panty-less.
She said the job panty-less.
Wow.
Okay, okay. I'll drink to that.
Just never know. Just never know.
Hey.
You know, because I think sexual is just remembering, you know, what brought you together, what drew you to each other, you know, keeping the fire going, you know. We lose that, you know. You've been together for a while, you get comfortable, you know.
You know what?
I can agree with that.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, so sometimes that spontaneous, you know, part of you kind of just kind of clicks that. It turns on the rest of it, the kiss on the neck or the, you know, the peck on the head, you know, baby, you know, I text them and say, hey, baby, I was just thinking about you today, and I just want to let you know I love you. Mm. Mwah. You know, just small.
All right. I like those kind of texts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Who got kids?
That shit making
I mean,
my day.
Before we get up out of here, who got the teenage kids or the older kids? Everybody, I mean, we probably all got the older kids.
Yeah, I have
an
older
one. And, you know, and that's when it's the hardest. That's when it's the hardest to get that little moment, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I mean, yeah, you can go in your room. You can go in your room and close your door. But, you know, the hardest part is trying to get that moment where, ah, damn, you know, you horny right now. You see her sitting there. You're like, she might be cooking something. You're like, ooh, I want to bend her over that motherfucker right now. But Junior upstairs. Or he is literally playing the damn Xbox. Yeah. God damn it. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this, and I've come to this conclusion. We got to make time for ourselves, y'all. We got to do some shit that's going to be fun for us, because if we don't, we going to be like you said. I mean, because, you know, like, you know, now, Junior right there. Junior better stay his ass right there. Shit. I ain't got time to be playing with Junior.
Junior better stay upstairs because I'm fucking you on that living, no, on that dining room floor.
There you
right.
go.
Go in
that laundry room. Go in that laundry room and lock that door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
I'm talking that shit till you get caught.
Okay.
Get short.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Here we go with that story.
I'm just saying.
Cash, that's the wrong subject.
No,
wow.
You know what I mean? Well, hopefully we don't get caught. I mean, but then the thrill of it is, can we get caught? You know, I mean, you know, you ain't trying to get caught.
Yeah, trying to get through it before you get caught. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That makes it more intense. That makes it more intense.
Right.
I mean, because, dude, ain't no feeling better in the world than when you know, you look it to the left, look it to the right.
Right.
Look it to the left, look it to the right. But at the same time, you going. And when that motherfucker come, and I mean, you might not even get a whole 5-10 minutes in it. I mean, you might just get three, four minutes. But that's just 3-4 minutes of that ecstasy, of that pleasurable shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the fun happy. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, then you walk past Junior and rub his head. All right, boy.
Better give me more than 3 minutes. Shit, fuck that.
I mean, but not, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? You got to get some extra. I mean, you know, you can go upstairs
right.
and go.
And I can do a quickie. I can do a quickie, but quickie better be more than 3 minutes.
I'm just saying. You got to. You got to do a round two. I mean, of course you're going to do your round two. But then, you know, it's just like that. Sometimes that should be better than the motherfucking 30, 40 minutes.
Amen.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shit. You be in the car like, I'm the man. And you just, you're driving like, God damn. That's what I'm talking about.
The outside in the front yard, skipping back.
Right, shit. You
crip walk. Damn, she's giving backwards. Bad motherfucker. She in the window looking at me. I got this motherfucker skipping backwards.
Yeah. I'd say you crip walking and you a blood. Yeah. Hey, God, Mo, you in the wrong hood for that shit. Oh, my bad. I forgot where the fuck I was at. I just had to dance.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that count butterflies. I see butterflies.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. It
all sounds good till you get caught.
You just have to explain yourself.
I'm not trying to traumatize no kids, man. I understand what you're saying. I feel you, brother. I'm not trying to traumatize no kids.
Well, we weren't traumatized. We just knew not to go in that room. The door closed.
But what if it was your own bedroom?
Goddamn right. I was just afraid to say that.
No.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's the end. I'm about to get up off of here.
Now, that's illegal. That's illegal.
Not illegal.
That's illegal. You done broke the law.
Now, in the '80s, that's not that. It wasn't considered illegal shit. It was considered they house they rules.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I think we all grew up. I mean, we all had our little teenage years in the '80s. So, you know that you had to do whatever the fuck. You know, it ain't nothing like now. I mean, we give a lot of leniency now. But you know, back then. Shit, we couldn't do no, hey, motherfucker, shut up. That's it.
Stay out of grown folks' conversation.
Hey, goddamn right.
Hey, man. Holds a whole different set of rules.
Oh, you still here? I know you seen my company. You still down here? I was just trying to get some water.
No, you ain't.
Take a cup upstairs. I hate it.
Damn right. Take that cup. Take that cup upstairs. Get some water out the bathroom.
Amen.
There you go. Don't bring your ass down here no more. Neither.
Don't bring your ass back down here no more.
And you didn't come back down.
I know what y'all doing. I smell it. I smell that goddamn marijuana. That's all right, because I'm going to steal the
shit.
I'm going to steal the rope as soon as y'all fall asleep.
Hey,
I used to tell my brother. I used to tell my brother, man, she just talking shit because he here. If he wasn't here, she wouldn't even be saying nothing.
All right, ladies, I think we're the more sexual beings, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that we're going to agree to disagree tonight.
Okay, if you say so.
But, like, I'm glad you called in and put your input in. I mean, at the end of the night, I do feel you was wrong, but, you know, you made a lot of good points, though. I'll give you that.
All right, I appreciate that.
Now, you had a lot of good points, but at the end, me and my man Father Time, we held it down because we feel like men are the sexual beast.
If you say so, we'll let you walk.
I'm the sexiest motherfucking walk on the planet. Everybody might not agree with that, but goddamn it, I do.
I know that's right. Confidence.
All right. All right.
Well, you run
your shoulders back.
I say you'll run a strong second to me, brother. No problem.
We just agree to disagree.
Right.
All right.
But
y'all agree to disagree, ladies? Are you there?
Cass already know.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, look here, ladies. This has been a great show. I appreciate everybody calling in. I mean, we had some fun tonight. I think we got a lot of things accomplished. I think at the end we still won because y'all still didn't prove to me that y'all was the more sexual beings. But nevertheless, y'all had some good points about it. So
okay.
I ain't mad at that. So y'all know how we do. You know, we coming to the end of the show. Ms. KK, since you're the newest person here, you got any last words you want to say?
No, I enjoyed myself.
No. You got to say something. You can't just say no. I don't want to say nothing. Let's tell everybody goodbye.
Well, good night, everybody. And I've enjoyed myself. And I still feel like we're the more sexual. The woman has the up game, period. I mean, we run this, so I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, okay. I just said say bye. You said too much right now. But no, I'm just joking with you. I'm just messing with you. All right, Dante. Liquor stuff. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, this was a good show. I enjoyed myself very much. And I'll be back next week.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening, Miss Sexy. Any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a good show. It was fun. I enjoyed myself, and I do think we women do run it. That's just my opinion.
Whatever.
All right. All right. Yeah. I agree to disagree.
As long as you agree to disagree with her, we can.
No, I'm just saying.
Janae, you got any last words?
Yes, it was good listening to the conversation. I'll be here next week.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Timer, what's happening, brother?
Man, I just want to say for all y'all that's trying to do it with Junior in the room, at least lock the door.
Just for you, because I feel your pain.
Good night. Oh, shit. All right, y'all. We'd like to thank everybody that called in, everybody listened via internet, and called in and listened. You know how we do it. Sin City Radio, we be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Get
all
up
right.
With us.
Later.
Yes. Peace.